We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Okay, it's the morning mess. It's time for another podcast of ours. We haven't done it in a while. Our apologies. We've been just trying to get used to the norm, the new norm of working from home. It's time for the after mess. How you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Hi, it's me.
Hold on. Did someone just fart?
I heard a fart.
Did you? Someone fart?
I heard a fart, but I know it wasn't me.
I don't know. Either, but that's fucking amazing, and I hope that's in the audio.
Anyway, hi, it's Carla.
No one's gonna claim it. No, you did it.
No.
Maybe it's just someone's seat. Everyone, put your seat back and forth. You'll probably hear it.
I'm not hearing it.
No,
I don't hear it.
No one tooted and booted.
The after mess.
All right, so if you've been checking out our show during the whole social distancing situation, we've been pretty straight up with everybody and trying to uplift everybody and get away from the news. The crazy thing about this is we have to put our clown face on before every session because we know everyone is tuning in to get some sense of normalcy as they're driving to work or they're listening to the radio, and we got to uplift them, which we love to do. But the thing is, people don't know about, we have to uplift each other, meaning us, the morning mess, before we do a broadcast, because we're going through shit in our personal life, whether it's me arguing with my wife about this social distancing and driving each other crazy, or just the things that suck. Like, we're literally, I'm in a fucking closet broadcasting. This is not my choice. I'm an extrovert. I like seeing my friends. I like hanging out with Anish and hearing his laugh live. I like brainstorming with Carla. I was excited to see Gina back in studio. I was excited to plan our new little, I was already in motion of like going axe throwing with the whole show and planning all this shit when Gina got back. So it fucking sucks. We do sugarcoat it on the radio.
Yeah.
But in real, as we try to be as real as we can with this podcast, there is some downside to this shit. And high five to my squad, because we literally have each other, because us four are the only people that know what us four is going through.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I know. That's that so true.
Us four right. are the only ones that know what each other is going through. It's almost like when they do these documentaries on these bands from back in the days, mm-hmm. and that band members are the only ones that know why the band broke up or what was the drama. We're the only ones. So thank God for my three friends here, because we've been going through a lot of shit, not only technically to pull this off, and high five to all of us for putting this together, but we're going through it as everyone else is. We just got literally emails today that some of our friends at our radio station cluster got let go. Yeah. So emotionally, we're trying to deal with that.
Right. And not only just like the emotions of it, it's just like the fear.
Yeah.
Because that's also a reality. I mean, like, to know that there's like our peers that are there that are getting let go, it's like, I'm not gonna lie, like, it's just kind of like more like, okay, so I feel awful for them, and there's no right. question about it. It doesn't take away from that, but then it also kind of comes back to like, what about us? Like,
yeah.
what does that mean for us?
We all got a text yeah. message from our bosses. Hey, do you got yes. a minute individually? How many of you guys thought you were gonna get fired?
Oh, I bitch!
Up immediately. I was like, I need to mentally prepare for myself if this is about to go down. But that's why I said, like, did y'all get a text? Because there's different levels of text messages that you can get in regards to talking to your boss. This was the boss and the boss boss. So I was like,
yeah.
oh, yeah, shit, uh-huh. what is happening? I was really nervous.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I was the first one that got the message, and I was like, fuck. And I looked at my phone, and I didn't even respond right away. It took me 5 minutes to just be
really?
Like, it took me 5 minutes to like, all right, well, either they're letting go of the show, or, and then I was just like, they're not letting go of the show. I had to felt secure about our show. You know what I mean? I had to get my my mindset right.
Yeah.
Like, they can't let go of the show. Our show's going too well, and da-da-da-da. So I just took a deep breath. I talked to my wife. Hey, I'm getting on a call right now. You pray a lot. Pray that I have a job, because I'm the only one working in this house right now. So, and after they told us each individually about situations that were happening at the company with some of the people getting let go, thank God that they said there's nothing going to be wrong. The morning mess is still here.
Right. Yeah.
I can't tell you how lucky I feel about that either. Like, I accidentally, so I butt dialed Joey this morning when I was getting Maeve out of the crib. So, of course, Joey being awesome, he calls me back saying, you know, what's up? And we kind of talked for a second. I was just so counting my blessings because, like, my sister's been furloughed. Her boyfriend's been furloughed. They live together. They got to file for unemployment to figure out how to pay bills now. I was just worried that it was going to come down to me. And I feel so fortunate that it didn't. Hasn't. You know?
Right. Isn't that the other part of it too? That it's like, I don't want to genuinely jinx myself, because it's just, here's the thing. This is not coming from a place of like pettiness or anything like that. This is just the risk that we live in. And sometimes for me, it's okay for me to like to put on like the happy face when we're doing the show and stuff, because I know that this is what's needed out there. But yeah, afterwards, it would be lying if I said it's not what goes through my mind. And to go back to getting that text message, my response was, it was immediate for me when I got that text from my boss. I was like, you need to tell me now. Like, I need to know now.
Yeah.
If this is
it off quick.
I want it now. If this is what's happening and I have like I'm starting to feel like my heart race or whatever. And then for me, it was just like, you know what? No. Not going to do that to myself. This is not a me thing. This is an us thing. And it's not even just like an us thing really with the show. Like, it's like, this is the world. So I'm going to take like a step back. I'm going to step outside of my ego. I'm going to take a deep breath. Fortunately, I had enough time, because they did take like 5 minutes before they called me. But we had that conversation, and I really appreciate the candidness of it, though. Like, I mean, even through like some of the wild stuff, it's really nice to know that we have support systems between like the four, like us four, and then also with like our higher ups, just to be like, I don't know, like just to be so honest and to talk to us about what's going on, because I think that that's also important too.
It really is. What it is the way I see it, Anish, I put myself in a situation. I've been doing this, man, over 20 years, probably 25 years I've been doing radio. And I don't think I'd rather be in, I've worked probably about 6-7 radio stations, 6-7 different morning shows. I wouldn't want to go through this with any other radio station that I was with or any show.
Yeah, that's damn right.
Because they have a sense of like, we are friends with our boss. And they really are compassionate. It's not cutthroat like some companies are right now. We have industry friends. And if you're listening to the podcast, it's not just people at your workplace or Target or all these places, Macy's, JCPenney, all these people getting cut left and right. It's in radio too. We're going through the same emotions, same thought, because the people that got let go are really good friends of ours. So our heart goes out to them, and I just want to grab the magic remote control and fast forward 3 or 4 months, and hopefully everything gets back to work where it's so busy that they have to rehire these people, is what I'm praying for. I know I'm the more religious of us four, but I'm praying that when we get to 3-4 months, we get so fucking busy. I know a couple of you I talked to, I was like, well, these amusement parks are going to be wanting us to do these broadcasts, and these people are going to want us to do this because they want people back. They're going to want us to go to EDC, all this stuff that's rescheduled, Coachella. They're going to beg us to go to, because they want people to get back and live their regular lives. And then that'll be a trickle effect. Then they have to hire the people back that they had a furlough. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm praying for.
Yeah.
I mean,
for the same.
I think because I'm talking to one of my friends right now who got let go recently, I think like today. And my friend was telling me like, look, I know that this is a super crappy situation, but I'm trying to like look past it. And I was like, what do you mean? And she was like, I feel relieved. I feel like this is going to be an opportunity for me to really get creative and really find what it is that I want to do, because there's no excuses now. It's I have to make it now, you know? And so I hope that other people can see it as a way to grow too, like, even though it doesn't seem that way right now, because that's probably what I would have done. Like, if this morning's call had gone differently, had we, God forbid, had we gotten let go this morning, I think that would be the number one thing that I would want to do. It's like, okay, well, what's next?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what that brings up, and we've brought this up before.
Yeah.
But reality, like, literally hit us in the face.
Yeah.
Reality, literally, it almost came true. If we were to get let go, who would the first person you would call regarding what's next in your life? Not your person, not your husband, Bryce, not my wife, Amber.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you have called to say, okay, because obviously you got to keep going. You keep making money. Who would that have been, Carla?
I'm trying to think, and this is probably going to sound like fucked up, but like, you think of whose life you want to live. Like, you look around a room, and if there's no one's life that you want there, you're in the wrong room type of thing. Mm-hmm. It's the same with a career. So I'm trying to think of who's somebody that I admire, who I would want to emulate, or I guess continue to go through this.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think really hard of like someone in radio or someone in entertainment. But I genuinely, my mind is blank right now, because I would feel guilty calling anyone in a time where job security is not secure. It's like, how could I ask someone to help me get my foot in the door when they're probably one in, one out too? Mm. But I would feel guilty. I would really have to, Joey, I'd probably call you. I'd be like, where are we going, buddy?
Yeah.
Yo, you know what? To be honest, you guys know I love you guys, and I ride for this show. I believe in this show. And to be quite candid, my contract is up at the end of this year. And to me, it's a lot. It's a process of like, I want to win with this show. There's been moments in the past few years I could have gone on and went solo or joined other shows. I believe in the show so much. So when I got that text from our bosses earlier, I thought about, are they letting go of the show? And I think faintly, are they letting go anybody on the show? Because they're always going to hit me first.
Right.
And how am I going to feel? Because that's what they always ask. How do you feel about this, Joey?
Mm-hmm.
And I would feel so strongly from the jump and from the get. And like, no, us four is what makes the dynamic go. So I would have automatically, myself, as you guys think about that, I still would have looked for a radio gig. I love fucking radio. And I would have called straight to the top. I would have been calling all my people in LA and everybody like, hey, I got this dope ass product. You know, I got this product called The Morning Mess. That was my thought process. If it happened, it would be like, it's not their fault. It's not our fault. Our ratings are awesome. The vibe is dope. It's just because of COVID-19.
Right.
I definitely would have been on the phone calling every programmer, any person I know. Hey, Morning Mess is on the market. What do you got going on over there in the next 3 or 4 months when this is all said and done? That's where my mindset, because I worried, because all I know is radio. I've been doing this since I was 20 years old. I don't know how to do anything else.
Yeah.
If radio wasn't an option, I probably would have called one of my trusted best friends, as we know as OG Freddie. Freddie's a good friend of mine. He's a businessman. As he owns restaurants, he used to be the owner of the Jabberwockies. He owns a talent, like a social networking talent agency. I definitely would have called him up and seen if he needed an assistant. Can I assist you in a way, buddy? Teach me the way, you know. Those are my two mind frames. I hear where you're coming from, Carla, but I would have called everyone in radio and said, hey, me and my friends are going to be jumping in a car together and driving your way right now.
Here we come.
Can
we
be
6 feet distance?
And we don't give a fuck. We just want to come.
It's kind of weird.
What about you?
Top of my list would be the person who would have to fire me, which is weird to say, but like, you guys, I'm sure it will make sense to you. It'd be Tim. Tim hired me as an intern 6 years ago. He's the reason I have this job, because he gave me my chance. He gave me every opportunity that I have had, he's had a play in. So I trust him to give me good advice. And not only that, but he's been in radio for a long time. Mm-hmm. And radio is a small world. It's definitely your work ethic, but who you know helps. That's just the reality. And having his name backing you is great. So I would hit him up and just like, what do you think? Because do you guys remember I was in sales for a year in radio?
Yes.
I wasn't a salesperson, but I was a sales assistant. Mm-hmm. Tim was the one who actually recommended me to try that. So I just feel like he has a good idea of who I am as a person and where I would excel. So I would definitely hit him up. Joey, absolutely the four of us would be talking because the goal is for us four to stay together. Mm-hmm. But on another note of just keeping the money flow going immediately, Anish, I believe you introduced me to Sam. He's a influencer manager. That's what he mm-hmm. used to do, marketing, social media marketing. And me and him have gotten more close recently, and I would hit him up and just kind of pick his brain about, totally. You know, how can I monetize this Instagram game? How can I do better here and there? Like, I would probably just try to latch on to all these different little money streams and hope that enough trickles in to keep filling the pot, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very real. Like, I mean, I feel like I would be very similar to y'all. Like, it would be the main goal would be to stick around, like, and do this. It would be to do this. But dire situation, thinking about trying to pursue everything, if the idea of the show not being a reality, I would hit up my friend Banu, who works for Netflix, because I would still want to be in the industry. And my mind immediately goes to, well, that shit must be doing so well right now. Everybody watching Netflix, honey.
Right.
Are you fucking kidding? Everybody watching that shit. Let me be in there. I will, like, I think, it's not to say that this isn't what anybody else would say, but I think, Carly, you and I have talked about how, like, bitch, I'll wash floors. I'll bag groceries. Like, I don't care. If it gets to it, like, I'll mm-hmm. do it. But it would be the goal would be to continue to pursue something in this industry. And like I've made, I don't know if they're like connections, but like I've had like mutual follows on Instagram with like some people who are like in Netflix shows and stuff like that. And I would try and hit them up and just be like, so girl, what's good? Because I'm really ridiculous and I can definitely be on this little set that you have set up over here. Okay, honey.
No, I completely agree with you. I think, one of the hardest things for me if we had gotten let go this morning or at any point would be to find a reason to stay in Phoenix. Because I'm still so young, my first instinct is to run home. And whenever mm-hmm. I think of running home, I think my mom and dad. I think California. I'm like, I'm just going to go home and be there and cry and sulk in my sadness. But, and this is going to sound so silly, but I really think that I would actually try to... I would download a video editing app. I would start making TikToks. I'd start making YouTube videos. I would just, honestly, I should be doing that shit now.
I was going to say, Carla, you know you need to do that now.
Is that shit now?
Yeah.
Do that shit now?
Yeah, exactly.
That I saw, there was this tweet that I saw from like one of these like bigger social media people that I follow that I love because to me, like I love being a creative person and all that stuff, but they put out there that they're like, if you are a content creator and you're not creating content right now, you don't deserve anything. Like this is the time to really be putting all of that stuff together and to really be like honing in. Because in one conversation, I get where it's like a lot's happening and there's a lot mm-hmm. to process, and this is something that could be very taxing, like on an emotional level, on a spiritual level, but like the content is also there, honey. And if the goal is to do something with that, because that would be my, I think that's all of our goals, like we are content creators, whether it's on the radio or wherever else, but like that's truly the tea, honey. At some level, whether it's putting it together, creating it, producing it, editing it, whatever, like that's it.
And I think like a really important thing with that is that we have to continue like practicing our craft. Because let's say it was over or whatever, eventually the world's gonna jump back. Mm-hmm. We're gonna get back. So you don't want to phase yourself out. You don't want to lose hope because I mean, let's say even if it was a rough patch of 6 months to a year, like. Radio is going to come back. Everything's going to come back. So you just have to keep little doors open. And
weather's you know? A storm. I've had a few storms. I remember when two stations ago, I worked at a hip-hop station here locally in Phoenix, Power, And when I got let go from there, I was out of a gig for 9 to 10 months. And let me tell you about weathering a storm for 9 to 10 months.
I can't imagine.
And there was no COVID-19. There was just, it's all radio. It's not what you know. It's not who you know. It's who knows you.
Right.
Basically. Yeah. Everyone knew me. They just weren't hiring. Or there wasn't a position. Or they knew Joey can't. Well, Joey's been in this business a long time. We have a night show opening. But you're more of a morning, afternoon. I was like overqualified. I got that. Or would you take, I had to turn down some stuff because the money wasn't right. That was a long 10 months. So you're right, Carla. It's weathering the storm. And I've weathered 10 months. I could weather 3. I could weather 4. I could weather 10. Radio's not going anywhere. It's free. So when people talking about, you should be on Sirius and you should be on this. Like, no, you got to pay for that. Guess what happens? Guess what happens to those, that situation right now? People are canceling subscriptions so quick. Right. $5 and $10 is $5 or $10.
That's a meal.
Yep. That is getting canceled. You know what's going to be around? Free radio, FM, us. So
we funny.
I think we're going to be fine. You need radio. And I love the DMs coming in, the social networking. Like, thank you guys so much for a sense of normalcy. I feel like nothing has changed on my drive to work. I feel like when I'm in the car, I'm listening to you guys, even to people on the app. People are at home, staying at home at work, asking for the radio.com app. Yes. That way they can feel like a normal day, which is exactly what you should be doing. Do you guys remember I Am Legend with Will Smith?
Yeah. No.
Do you remember the part? Have you ever seen that, Carla? It's a real weird movie where he thinks he's the last man on earth. And it's just him and his German Shepherd. And he's in New York, obviously. And it's just, he's the last man. There's nothing, he's driving around town. There's no one there. It's a big old zombie apocalypse. And what he does every day is he looped different, like he recorded like Good Morning America into commercials. And when he got up every morning, he played it. That way every day he made it normal. Mm-hmm. Like he got up, he ate cereal, he watched it. So every day he would go to the market. Remember when he set up mannequins at the, like a Blockbuster, like he was getting movies? Mm-hmm. He set up mannequins. He had conversations with mannequins.
Mm-hmm.
He had a mannequin that was a girl mannequin who was kind of cute and he was flirting with, but every day he didn't have enough courage to ask her out on a date.
I have to see this movie. It sounds like my kind of crazy.
It's normalcy, yes.
But
he did, like, he tried to live a normal life, and that's what the morning mess is for a lot of people. We're a sense of normalcy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm your mannequin.
Exactly. We're the mannequin. Mean,
but don't ask me on a date.
Bye.
DM me, I won't respond. I'm your mannequin.
Oh my God. Carla.
Sorry.
But man, I'm glad we didn't get fired today, man.
Me too.
That would have been tough.
I'm so scared still.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I'm still like, there is, Joey and I had a phone conversation earlier today, and like, I'm trying to be as cool as possible, but I think when certain things come up, like, I have to remind myself to like USA, because like it'll definitely flare right back up. Like,
I gotta shout out my husband Bryce, because he helps me USA. Because like last night we were laying in bed and I was just like, are you worried? He's like, about what? I was like, what do you mean about what? About the world? Like, I'm like, I'm worried over here. He's like, it'll be fine, babe. And I'm like, thank you. Because sometimes just hearing that, especially from someone that you really trust and that you're close to, it helps. So coming from us, it'll be fine. Even if we're lying to you, Joey said.
It's going
to
be fine.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, and I truly believe it is. It's just weathering the storm.
Mm-hmm.
Every day we're getting hit with something. Every day. So I'm definitely going to holler at some friends right now and make sure they're okay. But thank you for tuning on into the podcast. Make sure you subscribe, tell a friend, share this podcast episode for people that need to hear it. We're going through it too. You're not alone. Just because we're not on the radio doesn't mean we're not human, and we don't have friends that are getting let go, and we worry about our job. But hopefully you take away that if it did happen, we're gonna be okay, and you will be too.
Yes, nothing we can't get through together.
Time to USA.
That note.
That was good.
5 to 10. We'll see y'all again.
Bye.
Hold up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.